Om Shanti, The Power of Belief, Part 2. In the first part of the class, I talked about the different types of belief, namely casual beliefs, which are everyday practical beliefs that don't really matter much if you get them wrong, and they are like, I believe it will rain tomorrow. And the second is conditioned beliefs which come from an assessment or experience of what has happened in the past. And then I predict that the same results will happen in the future. And the third is core beliefs. These are very important ones because core beliefs are like a mental framework that supports our thoughts, our attitude, our values and perception, and most importantly, they influence us on a subconscious level. I also talked about limiting and empowering beliefs. Limiting beliefs being those that limit us in some way. Example, I am too old to learn driving. Empowering beliefs are those that support us and inspire us to take actions. Like anything I put my mind to, I can achieve. So such an empowering belief, I can achieve. Just only 3 days ago, the Murli of the 5th of May, Baba mentioned, look how Brahma Baba instantly left everything immediately when Shiv Baba's knowledge touched him. He believed that he was going to receive a sovereignty. Therefore, he thought, what is all of this compared to that, compared to the kingdom that he is going to receive? So he thought, I want to claim the kingdom from the Father. And that belief was so powerful, and Baba's faith in Shiv Baba was so strong that Brahma Baba instantly surrendered. The belief was so powerful that he surrendered instantly. So, how do we get the power of belief to work in our favor? And for this to happen, we have to first of all understand that our brains don't know the difference between internal and external reality. External reality is that which is detected by any one or combination of our five senses, namely sense of touch, sight, smell, taste, and sound. And internal reality is our thoughts and our emotions. And this is why the power of belief has such an influence on our lives, and why it is so important to recognize how powerful our thoughts are, both negative and positive. I'm sure you might have heard many times Baba mentioned in the Murli the example of someone who was told he was a buffalo. He kept repeating that to himself, I'm a buffalo, I'm a buffalo. And thereby developed the faith and believed himself to be a buffalo. When he was told to go out of the house, he said, how can I come out of this door since I am a buffalo? It was as though he truly had become a buffalo. Baba said, "This example applies to you children. It is not that by saying, that is one thing, believing that truly a buffalo and therefore you're stuck by that limiting belief. And on the other hand, Baba also said that don't just think that by I am Chaturbhuj, the four-arm image of Vishnu, and you become so. Well, I'm not just saying about that, but Baba says, no, you need to believe this deeply. Believe this deeply in yourself. And not only that, you must also have the faith that you are the children of God, who will change you from an ordinary human being into Narayan. So you notice there are two things here. One is that you believe you are a buffalo. Yeah, I'm not good. I'm like that. I get stuck and don't do anything about that. And on the other hand, when Baba say that we are the four-arm image, we just think about it and don't truly believe in it. And there also, nothing will change. If you just think, yes, I'll become like that. And you won't change like that if you don't take action. Hence, we should be the master of our thoughts and beliefs and not the other way around and let those thoughts become our masters, our belief become our masters. And so to help us do that, there are 12 steps to make the power of belief to work for us. So there are 12 steps here that I'm going to share with you. But before that, I thought, I just saw this amazing story and I like to share with you because this really is amazing, the power of belief, how it can work to our favor. So there was once one businessman, he was in debt and couldn't figure out a way to get out of that. Creditors were pressing him. Suppliers were demanding for payment. He was sitting on a bench, feeling so down. He was sitting on a bench in the park with his head down and thinking what could save the company from bankruptcy. As he was sitting there feeling so down, suddenly an old man appeared in front of him. And the old man said, "I see that something is bothering you." And so this businessman told him, seeing that that old man was quite genuine in his inquiry, This businessman told him everything about his business and how he's going to be bankrupt. So after listening to the businessman, the old man said, "I think I can help you. I think I can help you." He asked the businessman, "What is your name? Give me your name." And he wrote him a check and said, "Now, take this money. We will meet here exactly in 1 year's time, and you will then be able to return all the money to me at that time." And after saying that, he turned around and disappeared. Just as suddenly as he appeared, the businessman saw a check in his hands for an amount of $500,000. Signed by John D. Rockefeller, one of the richest people in the world at that time. And the businessman was overjoyed and he thought, "I could end all my problems in no time." But instead, the businessman decided to put that check into his safe. Only just this one thought about its existence, the check being there, gave him strength to find a solution to save his business. Within With the return of his optimism, he concluded profitable deals and many good transactions. And after a couple of months, he got out of debt and started to earn money again. And exactly 1 year later, he returned to the same park with the same check. At the agreed time, the old man appeared again. At that moment, when the old man appeared, when the businessman wanted to return the check and to share his story of success with the old man, a nurse ran up. The nurse ran up and grabbed the old man. The nurse said, "I'm so glad I caught you," she exclaimed. "I hope he wasn't bothering you. He always runs away from the house and tell people he is John the Rockefeller." The businessman was bemused. During the whole year, he was spinning and building a business, buying and selling, convinced that he had half a million dollars safely kept. And suddenly he understood that it was not the money. He understood that it was not the money, whether real or imaginary, that he was able to turn his life around. It was his new confidence. It was his new confidence and the belief, that powerful belief, that gave him strength to achieve everything that he now had. So you can see how belief, our strong belief, can make us work for us, because with belief, we put in the extra energy. That extra energy goes to making things positive and better again for us. But we must have that strong belief first. And with that strong belief, then things move in our favor. So now, the 12 important points or techniques, you may call it, to make your beliefs work for you. First point, stop thinking and believing about the past. Stop thinking and believing about the past. If you want to change, stop thinking and believing that you are a product of your past and start acting and behaving like the person you want to be. I repeat, stop thinking about the past and start acting and believing like the person you want to be. So, stop thinking that those Iron Age sanskars are yours. No, they are not. They are Ravan's. They are Maya's properties. Remember, our brain doesn't know the difference. So start thinking and believing that you are really who Baba say you are. You are really that. Baba knows us more than we know ourselves. So believe and have total, complete faith in what Baba says, who we are. Do you? Do we really? We have to check ourselves honestly. How much of what Baba said that we truly think and feel that way? Not just that feelings, that emotion gives that power to. Yes, we do, number-wise. So stop playing those doubting games. Believe fully, believe 100% of the new you. Believe 100% the golden aged you. And second point, overcome the inertia overcome the inertia. Inertia is the lethargy, the inaction, the slackness, the unmotivation, the inertia that resists your conscious effort to change. You know about the resistance to change. Very often when we want to start something new, when we want to do something new, that is that initial resistance. So yeah, at first, this will take a strong, constant, conscious effort to make, to resist that change. So this is because for 63 births, we had been slaves to Maya. We had been under the claws of Ravan, and those acquired traits had been deeply ingrained in us. They had been so deeply imprinted in us that we think that those acquired traits are ours. So even though there is that initial resistance to change, definitely there is. So even there is, if there is, and that resistance to step into our angelic dress, like not doing it naturally, our angelic dress and our golden aged dresses, which are already there actually waiting for us, we must, even though there's a resistance, we must make conscious effort to make that initial move. Because with that initial move, we can then create that momentum, the momentum for us to make greater efforts. So to start off is difficult, but we still have to make the effort to make that change, to start that. Remember the last Avya meeting? The meeting of the season, the last Avya meeting was on the 3rd of April. You remember that? That meeting was cancelled because of COVID-19. And that Moli was dated, that Moli for that meeting was of the 15th of December 2009. The 15th of December 2009. I remember that very much because I have been practicing those. The incorporeal bodiless stage and the angelic dress. So there were many powerful points in that Muli, but Baba specifically asked us to practice the incorporeal stage 12 times and the angelic stage 12 times a day. It may seem quite a lot at first, when actually I started also 24 times. You know, 12 times incorporeal and 12 times angelic, so 24 times. But this is very necessary. Really, it is so necessary because the final moments, we need to make it natural. So it is very necessary so that it becomes natural at the end. In the final moments, we just fly, we just slip into that stage, you know. We don't have to make effort. So initially, yes, now we're making that effort and then it becomes natural. So like most things, the more you do it, the easier it becomes, and you can then do, and then you do not need to make that conscious effort anymore. It becomes natural. You initially, yes, when you start, that conscious effort need to be there and it becomes natural and automatic. And also one more thing, I also remember a couple of years ago, we even had some, I think, what do you call it? Not contest, I can't remember the word, but anyway, Baba asked us to spin the cycle of self-realization, this discus of self-realization, Swadarshan Chakradhari. Baba said 10 times a day, and if you forget in the day, you make it up at night. And so I remember that Baba, why do Baba frequently ask us to spin the cycle of self-realization? And with that, we become the master of the globe. It is because with frequent repetition of the same type of thoughts, frequent repetition of the same type of thoughts creates your beliefs and attitude. You see how it is linked? You have that thought only, but if you don't repeat it, it's not naturally there. And your belief also won't be strong. Your attitude becomes the same. So it doesn't change. So it is so important the initial slackness, yes, it's there, but then make effort and then make it natural, make it constant. And talking about emerging those, making it natural so that it emerge naturally, that lead us to the third point. The third point is just emerge and use those new set of beliefs. Sometimes we think too much, but Baba sometimes also say, just emerge it. Don't create too many thoughts about it. And like Mama does she really seem to be making effort? We saw Mama didn't seem to have to struggle with her old sanskars. She just emerged her royal sanskars. So you just have to emerge those sanskars and use it. Because when you emerge it, we use it in our practical lives. You just have to agree to shift the power of who you are away from your old self to the strong, powerful spirit that you really are. Shift that thought, shift that attitude, shift that belief. So Baba also many times have given us detailed knowledge of the golden age. Baba has described quite a bit about the golden age and what it is like, what golden age is like, how we live there, how we interact there, in quite detail, in different mulis, of course. And that is not an imagination. But golden age is real. It will come soon, and so make it as real as possible for the self now. Don't wait until golden age that it will naturally happen. No, we make it real now. And to do that, visualize it in every minute detail. Visualize it vividly in your mind. Think about it again and again. And go to those beautiful paradise, the beautiful places like Baba mentioned about the golden age. Go there, walk there, and sit there, and move around there, like you're there now. Visualize it, that heaven is there. Then heaven will not only become very real for you now, but you will be practically in heaven while living on earth. I remember the just last season in the Double Foreigners program, there was a group, I can't remember which group, I wanted to check it out, but I just forgot. Anyway, we had a golden age retreat where we created a room in the training section. Some of you who attended this might recall the beautiful, beautifully they decorated the place, golden age-like, and they played golden age music and those pictures there, and those souls who were there for that meeting were really very enjoyed it so much, and they really felt golden age was there with them. So yeah, we have to do things like that to emerge that sanskar in us, to emerge that feeling, that belief, and to make it so real for us. And the fourth point is faith and intoxication. Well, belief leads to faith and intoxication. We have heard how Brahma Baba became so intoxicated that he would dance in front of the picture of Krishna in the history hall. We have heard the seniors sharing this story many times, isn't it? Well, Brahma Baba had such joy and intoxication because he truly believed and had 100%, 101% faith that he is truly Emperor Narayan. Not that he will become, but he truly is. He was that last Kalpa and he will be that in the future. He was that every Kalpa. Such was his strong faith and his powerful belief in the words of Shiv Baba. And fifth point, watch yourself. Watch yourself, observe yourself, in other words, and refuse to give in to old limiting beliefs. watch yourself or observe yourself and refuse to give in to old limiting beliefs. You know, sometimes we have got those powerful beliefs on the one hand here, but still there's like a little doubt, a little voice at the back telling us, no, who do you think you are? I don't think you can. There's like a doubt there. So you cannot escape the power of belief, but you can control it. You cannot escape those limiting beliefs, but you can control it. So practice being your own watcher. Practice observing yourself and catch yourself thinking, you catch yourself acting, reacting, behaving, or making decisions based on old patterns, based on your old thinking, based on die hard old habits, and sometimes based on fear too, which limit or deny us from that deserved, well-earned, or capable of doing what we can do, what we can become. Those limiting beliefs will deny us if we are not careful, if we succumb to those limiting beliefs and let them control us. They come up because Maya is there all the time, and Maya is there to create doubt in us. So every now and then it will pop up. Who do you think you are? You just now only I saw you getting angry. No, if you catch yourself having those thoughts, or yes, perhaps slip and you did really get a bit upset. So what? Get over it quickly. Get over it and make a change. Immediately catch yourself. Don't go back to those old thinking, those habits, and get down and get limited and controlled by it. So silently laugh at yourself and refuse to give in to those old limiting thoughts, old limiting beliefs, and tell yourself, stop it, stop Maya there and then. You have the power to do it, I'm sure. All of us have. We have Baba, who is almighty, stronger. You remember that song that Asmita Ben sang? When there is a problem or something, tell the problem, God is more powerful than you. I am more powerful than you and not the problem. We are more powerful than the problem. We tell ourselves that. And the sixth point, do something different. Don't just sit there and think it will come. Like Baba said, don't think that you are Chattabruj, the forearm image, and just sit there. No, do something different. Move forward towards the new direction. Do something different, move forward towards the new direction. As we know, nothing ever changes if you don't do anything different. Nothing ever changes if you don't do anything different. If you stay in your comfort zone, you remain there. Well, it's sometimes very nice to stay in the comfort zone. Yeah, there's no difficulty. But you don't change, and we also don't get change results. We don't get the result of whatever effort we have to make. So if you recognize your belief system to be limiting, if you have the slightest doubt and fear, make it your intention to take action. I repeat, if you have the slightest doubt and you have that limiting belief, make it your intention to take action. Because action always cures fear. Action always negates inaction. So as Napoleon Hill, and some of you might have heard, if not, Napoleon Hill, the famous self-development author, motivation speaker, he said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. This is so true. This is so true. That was the sixth point. And now mirror technique. This is very good practice. Mirror technique. There is a popular technique that people use out there in the Lockheed world, people use for changing their belief system. it was proven in some motivational books too, and people do use that technique a lot. It is called the mirror technique, where one stand in front of the mirror in a very confident way. They stand straight, very straight, with the head held high up, and they breathe deeply 3 or 4 times until they feel a sense of power. They stand straight, the head held high, they breathe deeply until they feel a sense of power, they feel the strength and the determination. And they look deep into their eyes and tell themselves that I am going to get what I want. They will tell themselves, I will get what I want. And they name it aloud and they see it in their lips. The lips move, I can get what I want. And hear the words uttered. They hear it, they feel it. It means when they hear, they feel it. And they make it a regular ritual of it. And they practice it, doing at least twice a day in the morning and evenings. And really, some shared that they have experienced surprising results by using that technique, the mirror technique. So, this is what people do, but we can use this technique for our own benefit. I thought that's why I'd like to share with you, which I have done before myself. This technique, the mirror technique, you can use it for our own benefit, but in a slightly different way, for our own self-progress. So, well, look in the mirror and see yourself. Not just see in the gross form your body, but see yourself with the powerful third eye. See yourself with your eye of wisdom. The powerful third eye, whenever you can, it's in the morning and evening is good, especially in the morning and evening before you take rest. And repeat an affirmation that reflects the change you want. Like people say mantra, but we don't say mantra. We say a positive affirmation. That whichever the affirmation you want, you create that first. And then reflects the change that you want in yourself. For example, when trying to overcome illnesses, you can say, I am strong and healthy. I am strong and healthy. You say it very firmly, very confidently. You look at yourself and you repeat that. And if you want to finish laziness and carelessness, you want to finish that off, you can say, I am a victorious jewel. I am a victorious jewel. I am a conqueror of Maya. I am a conqueror of Maya. You can make your own affirmation positive words and keep it very positive. Remember to never think or say what you don't want to become. Remember this very clearly, very powerfully. Don't say things that you don't want. Say, for example, I don't want to be careless. No, don't say things like that. Say, I am powerful. I am victorious. So don't say anything that is negative. Don't say anything that you don't want, because that will just attract more of the same. That will attract the negative as well. And 8 point, there are just a few more and we can finish. The 8 point is keep your aim and objective in front of you. Keep your aim and objective in front of you. Why do Baba always ask us to keep our aim and our objective in front of us? Why do you think he has asked us to do that and to keep a picture of Lakshmi and Narayan in our pocket or in our handbag? So that we can constantly look at that picture. It is because by doing so, by looking at it, by keeping that aim and objective in front of us, it enhances, it reinforces those beliefs that you are really that. You're really Lakshmi and Narayan, which Baba tells that you are. And not only that, Baba sometimes says you're king of kings. It is not that you are going to become that. Sometimes you have to thought, oh, I'll become that or not. No, but you were that last kalpa, and you will be that in the very near future, in the next, this coming. You'll be that. This will enable us to emerge those sanskars of a deity, looking at it, seeing it so clearly. Because when you look at the picture, you just don't look at it. I even look at the picture of Lakshmi Narayan, which I keep next to my bed also. I look at the features. I look at the divine qualities. I look at the behavior. I look at how the eye is so divine and lotus lips and hands and feet doing elevated action. You know, when you look at the picture, those thoughts come. And so then you become that. You let that become sink in yourself, in your heart, in your mind, and deeply imprinted in your intellect. And so therefore, it becomes easy effort, isn't it? Instead of trying so hard to finish those old sanskars of the self, just keep looking at the new you. Just keep looking at the new you. That is the point. Keep your aim and objective in front. And nine, point number one is disregard. This is also very important. Disregard what others believe or not. Do not believe in you. Disregard what others believe or do not believe in you. So, give no credence to what others believe of you. Sometimes, yes, I have positive thought about myself, but then other people will say things that is not matching. And so, no, don't believe in what others think of you. Don't bother. Be connected to your true self. Okay, not to believe in what others think of you. Be connected to your true self. Baba say your original self, your original eternal true self, and listen to the persistent little voice inside. That voice that has the answers to these questions, the little voice, the angelic voice inside you, has the answers to the questions. Like, what would you, an angel, a deity, look like? What would you, the angel or the deity, do? And what would you be? What would it be like if you are a true yogi, a complete renunciate like Brahma Baba? That little true angel, the self, will have answers to these questions. What would you look like? Put your answers down on a paper or index cards and read them daily. Imagine yourself already being this person. No, not just imagine, sorry. I say imagine. Believe yourself already being this person. Do not just imagine, but visualize it very clearly, completely, vividly that you are that. See yourself, your face on Lakshmi and Narayan's photo, yourself there, and how intoxicated you can be. And 10 point is company of like-minded people. Be in the company of those who think and feel the same like you. Be in the company of those who think and feel the same like you. Of course, Baba's company is the best, right? Baba always tells us to be combined form with Baba, let Baba be our companion, and that is the best. But yes, Baba is not visible, he's so subtle, where else we are here and now in the physical form. And sometimes there are physical company that we still need to keep, but we have to be careful and selective. Be in the company of like-minded people. People, you already are this in person. Believe you are already in this person in your new life, and soon you surely be. Use the power of your belief to your advantage, and don't let it control you. Don't let others influence you. Don't let others shake you or make you to disbelieve who you really are. Okay, and the 11th point is be ready for the change. Well, you must prepare yourself to receive what you ask for. We ask to be the new person, a deity, an angel. Are you ready? If you happen now, You can think positively, you can dismiss limiting beliefs, and you can visualize a new you, but nothing is likely to change if you aren't ready. I repeat, nothing is likely to change if you are not ready or are not accepting the change. There is a big difference between wishing for a thing to happen and being ready to receive it. No one is ready for a thing until he believes he can acquire it. The state of the mind must be belief. Your state of mind must be belief and not mere hope or wish. I think I can become that. I wish I can become that. I hope I can become that. Not this kind of thoughts. No, I believe strongly, firmly. I have 100% faith that I will. Not, I surely will. So such open-mindedness is essential for belief. Closed minds do not inspire faith. I repeat, and many of us do have that kind of old sanskars. Closed minds do not inspire faith, courage, and belief. So be open-minded. Be open-minded for that change. And last, and 12, sit with Baba at Amrit Vela. Sit with Baba at Amrit Vela. This is the last point, but most important. 12th point, last but most important, sit with Baba at Amrit Vela and take in all that Baba is showering you. Take in and absorb all that Baba is showering you, he's bestowing on you, all his treasures, his love and happiness, the powers, the joy of golden age that is coming soon. Take power from Baba, take all the treasures from Baba, take in all that and you will soon become that, and well, golden age is going to come very soon. Finally, before I end the class, I just thought to share with you a very unique experience I had when I used this power of belief just last year. Well, last year, I had to go to New York for some planning meetings, Baba Seva. And on the way back, I stopped in China for service as well. It was really Baba's magic and the magic of the power of belief. I repeat, the magic of the power of belief, and of course Baba's help definitely, that had made my trip to Peace Village and Beijing possible. Well, the first magic happened regarding my flight ticket to New York. I bought my ticket at a very much discounted price. And about 3 weeks prior to my departure, the airline called me to say that the flight was cancelled. And they wanted to give me a full refund. The flight was cancelled and they wanted to give me a full refund. However, the refund was of no use, as I couldn't get another ticket to New York without paying double or triple the amount. I couldn't buy another ticket. Couldn't afford it. So even though it was not easy, it was such a surprise to me and not easy to accept this fact, I firmly believed. I kept very positive. I firmly believed that I would make it to New York no matter what happened. I'm going to make it for the meeting. It's a very important meeting. And it's only once a year that we meet, and I have to be there. So I kept it in my mind very firmly, very positively, and that strong belief, and of course, with the powerful remembrance of Baba, that I will be there. Many days and weeks went by, but still there was no solution. They couldn't find another, they canceled the flight, so what can I do? But finally, just about 1 week before the journey, the agent called me and told me that they managed to fly me to New York while Singapore and Beijing. At first, it was direct from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing and Beijing to New York. And so now they deviate the flight a bit, the journey, and New York to Singapore and Singapore to Beijing. Of course, it's a bit longer, much longer trip, but at least I could, I don't have to spend extra money at all. And yeah, finally, I could go and without paying a single cent at all. So I was very happy because it worked. That power of the belief worked that I could go, even though it was a little bit half an hour, 3/4 hour more the flight. And the second magic happened when, it's such funny, when the flight from Singapore to Beijing was delayed. It was delayed so much that I arrived Beijing just 5 minutes before my flight from Beijing to New York was to depart. Imagine, totally I would have missed that flight from Beijing to New York. There was no way I could catch the flight to New York because it just arrived 5 minutes. And I have to get out and I got my boarding pass, but I still have to find the gate and go from that to the gate. Well, it was quite disheartening, you know, when this happened. But I kept in my mind a very strong belief. I kept it very firmly in my mind, that belief and firm conviction that no matter what happened, the plane from Beijing to New York will not leave without me. I don't care what happened. I have that belief that I will board that plane. I will be able to fly from Beijing to New York without having a delay. So I even visualize myself seated comfortably on the aircraft before it departs and landed at New York Airport safely. I kept having that powerful thought, that strong belief, yes, I will catch that flight. I kept that powerful connection with Baba as well, and kept having this powerful thought and belief that I will board that aircraft and not miss that flight. Because otherwise, it would mean that I will arrive New York 1.5 days later, and hence miss the start. I would be late for the meeting. So I kept powerful connection with Baba while running towards the departure gate. At last, when I reached the departure gate, I saw the air hostess was still there. I felt as if it was Baba who somehow held back. Baba somehow held back the aircraft, stopped the aircraft, and waited for me until I reached the plane. Imagine, the whole aircraft waited for me, all the passengers there waited for me until I reached the plane. It was because of my strong belief, which sent those powerful energy for the flight to New York to be delayed for more than 40 minutes. I think 45 minutes I saw on my watch at that time. It was delayed for 45 minutes, all because it waited for me, the last passenger, to board the aircraft. So it was truly amazing, the power, the magic of the power of belief. So good luck as you practice these techniques and learn how to master the power of belief for yourself. Om Shanti.